right, good to have you back here. I want you to hear this because this is a headline that you're not going to be surprised by, but you need to hear it. The CDC continues to erase distinctions by COVID-19 vaccination status in public health guidance as ongoing global research, including the CDC's own research, now documents the mediocre performance of COVID vaccines at best and their high rates of lasting harm in some groups. On Friday, an update to their own guidance. Here is what the CDC said in its own guidance on Friday. Vaccination status is no longer used to inform source control, screening, testing, or post-exposure recommendations for healthcare personnel. The agency clarified that healthcare facilities, including nursing homes, have discretion whether to screen, test asymptomatic personnel. It also now says asymptomatic patients in general do not require empiric use of transmission-based precautions after exposure to an infected person. Vaccination status no longer used to inform source control, screening, testing, or post-exposure recommendations. That is from the CDC. Oh, but it gets a lot worse. A CDC study of 12 to 29-year-olds with heart inflammation following mRNA vaccination published last week in the Lancet Child and Adolescent Health publication found that 1 in 6, this is from 12 to 29, those that had heart issues, 1 in 6 had not recovered at least 90 days after myocarditis onset, including 1 in 100 who hadn't improved at all. Myocarditis has increased so markedly among young people since vaccines were authorized for them that an Ivy League-affiliated hospital started running TV ads this month for its treatment in children. New York Presbyterian marked the ads September 6th YouTube video private less than 2 weeks later following the criticism that it was trying to normalize a vaccine-induced condition. Yeah, there's a myocarditis ad out there. The CDC's COVID-19 response team found more than 800 reports to the VAERS system, that's the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, from January to November 2021, exactly matching the parameters for age and time since onset. Excluding those without phone numbers or who couldn't be reached, they studied 393 individuals whose healthcare providers, mostly cardiologists, completed a survey. The median age was 17 and overwhelmingly male. The team deemed 4 in 5 patients fully or probably fully recovered, 320. But 2/3 of those initially required non-intensive care required hospitalization. 27% required intensive care hospitalization. 28% of the alleged fully recovered were still on doctor-ordered physical activity restrictions. This is what we did to our children. This is what we allowed the government to do to our children. Force them to take a vaccine that was neither tested nor safe nor proven effective. Not tested, not safe, not proven effective. The figures for the 65 patients that were tested that were not recovered: 62% non-intensive hospitalizations, 18% intensive care, 48% still on physical activity restrictions. Less than 1/3 have been cleared for physical activity. Half the figure for the fully recovered, with a median clearance of 10 fewer days, 104. The University of California, San Francisco epidemiologist Vinay Prasad, a critic of the New York Presbyterian myocarditis ad, was shocked by the CDC researcher's rosy portrayal of the findings. What kind of full recovery is it if I can't go for a run or a jog and I'm a 24-year-old man? Prasad noted one patient required extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, which is as serious as it gets, and more than 100 were prescribed medications such as beta blockers and ACE inhibitors including half of the not fully recovered patients. This cannot be attributed to any underlying anxiety or mental health issue, but only the direct effect of the vaccine on the heart muscle, period. That's what he said. University of California, San Francisco epidemiologist Vinay Prasad. In our cohort of patients, we found that more than 95% showed improvement or recovery based on the healthcare provider assessment of recovery status. Current guidelines recommend restricting patients with myocarditis from competitive sports for 3 to 6 months, although some noted variability among healthcare providers. You know, it is a blessing for the people that didn't get vaccinations for their children, especially their sons, apparently. There's no standard criteria, by the way, for myocarditis recovery. No clinical feature, no diagnostic test results. Another study in The Lancet published earlier this year is getting a second look for downplaying findings of COVID vaccine effectiveness. The University of Oxford researchers there studied the association between body mass index and vaccine effectiveness among 9 million participants in England between December of 2020 and November 2021. The odds ratios for protection against hospitalization 2 weeks after the mRNA were 0.32 to 0.34 for weight ranges between obese and healthy, meaning 66 to 68% protection versus no vaccination. Charts for the paper, however, that are not described, show vaccinated people actually fared worse than the unvaccinated. They had much higher odds of infection prior to a booster, particularly after the first mRNA dose, and higher odds of hospitalization for 3 weeks after the first dose. Yeah. Booster effectiveness does not, there is no argument now to get any shots in my world. No argument whatsoever for shots in my world. Dr. Asim Melhorta, I've spent 9 months on this paper, and today it's finally published after a rigorous and long peer review process. It's perhaps the most important work of my career so far, and it has implications for every human being on the planet. Yeah. Remarkable. Yeah. Absolutely remarkable. And they knew it. And they knew it. But they made billions of dollars forcing people to get vaccinated. Otherwise, you weren't allowed to function in society. What happens the next time they say, hey, you have to do this, you must, or you, I'll tell you what I'll say, but I can't say it on a family program. I'll be right back.
Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. New arrivals daily at TheBarkingBoutique.com.
Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing are your seawall repair specialists. Concrete, wood, or metal seawalls, Bluebird CFW has you covered. They have patented types of sealant and materials they use to keep your seawall protected. Plus, they use the latest in advanced pressure release technology that prevents cracks and restores the strength to your seawall. Bluebird has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are the number one seawall repair specialist. Go to bluebirdcfw.com and schedule your free estimate. That's bluebirdcfw.com.